Iraqi forces have killed three of the most prominent commanders of the Takfiri group of ISIL in the western city of Fallujah. The defense ministry says the army killed the ISIL commanders in an airstrike on the city. It also carried out a similar strike in the area of Saqlawiya in the same city, destroying some 140 missiles belonging to the ISIL. The Iraqi army, backed by volunteer fighters, has managed to regain control of some areas held earlier by the ISIL. In the latest operation, the army flushed out the terrorists from most of the city of Tikrit in the northwest of the capital, Baghdad, and inflicted heavy losses on the group. Let's speak to Press TV's Roshan Saglam now, who joins us live from Baghdad. Now, Roshan, before you tell us a bit more about the gains being made on the ground, tell us a bit more about these three prominent commanders of ISIL that have been killed.
The three commanders of ISIL, or leaders, prominent leaders, they were Abu Dajana, Abu Ahsan, and the most prominent one was Maher Ahsan, who was responsible for the setting the explosive devices in the area of Fallujah. We know that ISIL militants have been in Fallujah for the past 6 months now, and it is one of their main hideouts in the area of Anbar. The Iraqi forces were able to, through intelligence information and accurate information, to find a hideout for ISIL, and it conducted an airstrike against the hideout, which led to the killing of those three leaders. Now also, due to the accurate information, they were able to check a place for the ISIL hideouts, a warehouse actually, where ISIL is storing 140 missiles to be used against the Iraqi forces. And of course, they conducted an airstrike against it and were able to get rid of the 140 rockets. Now, speaking about the gains on the ground, the Iraqi forces are doing a tremendous effort to get more gains on the ground and approach towards the city of Tikrit. Today, the Iraqi forces, they were able to repel an attack from the western side. We know that we've been there on the ground in the western area of Tikrit, and as I can tell you from my experience, this western axis was very weak, and the weakness of it comes from being in the middle between Tikrit, where ISIL militants are attacking the lines of defense of the Iraqi forces, and between the Anbar province from the area of Fallujah, where the ISIL militants were sending cars full of explosives towards the line of defense. So the Iraqi forces were stuck in the middle in this axis, and the force that is in this particular axis is not as strong as the force that is in the eastern axis or the northern one. So it is very hard to control the western side of Tikrit. However, the Iraqi forces have done a tremendous advance today and were able to repel attacks for ISIL militants, killing tens of militants and also killing seven suicide bombers wearing explosive devices. Now also in the Fallujah area, they were trying to advance to liberate Fallujah from the Garma area. We have been told by officials that the Iraqi forces are going to start an operation soon coming from the Garma area towards the Fallujah, and also another axis will join them coming from the western axis in Tikrit, which is at the highway linking the south of Tikrit to the north of Tikrit. So those two forces are going to meet in Fallujah to liberate Fallujah. We have no idea when it is going to take place, but the official said it is going to be soon.
Okay, we'll keep a close eye on the situation and the gains being made there. Press News' Roshan Saglam reporting from Baghdad. Roshan, thanks as always for that update.